Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. And we've moved to another section in the loaf of God's Word. We're in the book of James, or the epistle of James, more accurately. And let me take a few moments to read the opening verses, verses 1 and 2 of chapter 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. Well, we're going to go a lot further in this wonderful epistle. I call it the Gospel according to James. Now, let's take just a few moments. Who is writing this? James. Like another epistle in your New Testament, Jude, this is an epistle written by what we might call a stepbrother or a half-brother of Jesus, in that they both enjoyed Mary as mother, but James and Jude, along with Simon and Joseph, other four brothers, would have, of course, enjoyed Joseph as their father. Jesus had no earthly father, although he adopted Joseph as his legal father, earthly. His heavenly father is the God of glory, the first person of the Trinity. And God had so appointed that his son would come into the world, into this family. Mary, he would be born of the virgin. And so we have a virgin conception and birth through Mary. And he would enjoy his humanity from her DNA. But he would not come from Adam through Joseph. He would be the second Adam. And Joseph would not be his biological father, but legal father. And that, of course, puts him into this relationship with his brothers. What is highly distinctive, of course, is that his brothers didn't believe him. In fact, they challenged him, to some degree mocked him, and it says that they did not believe him, but they did come to believe him after the resurrection, and you found them numbered for the first time with the believers in the upper room after the ascension of Jesus in Acts chapter 1. You also find that James not only is the writer of this epistle, but the reason he's the writer is that he rises in the church in Jerusalem to the chief, or what we might call today the senior pastor. In fact, James will have a 28-year ministry. He will be martyred on many occasions. I stand at a place in Jerusalem. I've been there 14 times, and I share with people the place where extra-biblical historians declare he was killed. They said he was such a man of prayer that his knees were calloused, like a camel's knees. They said that he had a great heart for the gospel and the caring of his people, and that it was manifested in his leadership in the church at Jerusalem. And you can see his concerns for all believers in the Epistle of James, but particularly for the Jewish believers, which would have made up the bulk of his congregation in Jerusalem. This epistle is probably written about halfway through his ministry, about 14 years after the ascension of Jesus, and about 14 years before his death. Now, there's a number of things within the epistle that would lead us to that conclusion, although that's not a hard and fast conclusion. But now here's what James is going to do, and I want you to think about this as we work our way through it. James is going to tackle the gospel life. That's why I call it the gospel according to James. I have done a series of about 20 plus, almost 30 sermons of James called the gospel according to James, which you can access on our archives at the briarwood.org website. But I'm going to walk you through it with these little 5-minute vignettes of fresh bread. And here's what you're going to see. James continually confronts the challenges of the Christian life. He shows where we falter and why we falter and how we falter. And then he rolls back the gospel solution to our forgiveness and the gospel solution to our growth in grace, that we don't have to sin anymore. We will sin, but we don't have to sin. There is a gospel answer of forgiving grace and transforming grace. And he'll unfold that in issue after issue. So we'll walk with him through this epistle, and you join us again tomorrow. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.